Good morning. God's blessings to everyone. Our meditation this morning comes from James, the first chapter, 3rd and 4th verses from the King James Version. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience, but let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. As we pray to our Heavenly Father, we give thanks always for His mercies and blessings. We give Him thanks for sparing our lives and giving us what is needed to make another day's journey. We know He hears us because we're able to see golden sunrises and blue skies and feel the wind and rain on our faces and see the spring blooming of flowers and the lush green lawns in the spring. Then there are times when we need to make requests of Him, times of financial need, health issues, legal matters, family crisis, times when we know only He can get us through the situation we are facing. We lay it all out there to Him with the expectation of a resolution, solution, or revelation. However, sometimes all is quiet, and you don't hear, feel, or see any type of acknowledgement from Him. We feel as though our lives may be too busy, and we need to be still and find a quiet place to allow Him to speak to us. When we do this, we still hear nothing. We begin to think maybe there's something wrong with our spiritual life, or that we have lost our connection to Him. We may even do the close our eyes, open the Bible, and put our finger on a verse and believe that is the answer. That might work, but I don't think so, and that could be wrong, but I do know He hears us, and He answers our pleas for help. He has His own schedule to provide answers to our prayers. His word says His ways are not our ways. We can't rush Him. It seems we're always in a classroom learning more and more about Him. Patience seems to be the hardest lesson to learn. I say that because when we feel He doesn't hear us and He is not going to get us through the situation or circumstance, we panic and get real busy trying, and I say with emphasis on trying, to answer our own prayers, but to no avail. His word is constantly guiding us to wait on Him. Not one of us can say He has failed or left us. His timing is impeccable. He is never late or absent. The next part of the lesson is acceptance. The two are inseparable. As we give our problems over to our Father, the answer to our prayers and solution to our problems is His. We must have patience to wait for the answer, accept His will in that answer, increase our faith from the experience, say thank you, and give Him the glory. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we come to you this morning thanking you for all that you do for us, Father. We thank you for waking us up this morning clothed in our right mind. We thank you, Father, for the use of our limbs. And as you have breathed the breath of life in us for one more day, we give you thanks. We thank you for everything that you do for us, Father, and our families as we go day by day. We thank you for all that you did for us during the week, Father, for protecting us from dangers seen and unseen. We thank you, Father, with all our hearts and souls, Father. We give you for the glory for all the things that you do for us. We ask you, Father, to lift up our first responders and their families. Continue to encourage and keep them safe and keep them physically able to continue to do their jobs. We ask, Father, for special needs for the people in the healthcare fields, providing for the well-being for all in need of medical attention. And don't forget their families as well, Father, because they are on the front lines with them as well, if not physically, but in spirit and emotion. We ask you, Father, to continue to embrace the families contending with the loss of loved ones. Bring them comfort and understanding that only you can bring them, dear Lord. We ask, Father, that you bring peace to the streets of our city, where violence is running rampant, Father, and we know that prayer changes things, and we know that we are praying for the change to come, Father, and those that have lost loved ones or that have been injured by these acts of violence, we pray, Lord, that you continue to comfort those families and strengthen them as well as they go through these ordeals. Remember our church family, Father, and keep your hedge of protection around each and every one of us. Keep us safe from all harm and danger, Father, and remember our loved ones and the armed forces, Father, as you continue to protect and guide them, Father. Be with our leaders nationwide. Give them the wisdom to make the correct decisions for such a time as this. And let us not forget our pastor, Father, as she continues to work in the vineyards for you, Father. We thank you for the messages that you place in our heart and place into our lips, Father, that gives us what we need, Father, to continue to grow and continue to get closer to you. We thank you, Father, for her gifts that you have placed in her, Father. We thank you for her wisdom, her guidance, Father, and her leadership, Father. We ask you to continue to bless her and keep her encouraged and keep her physically strong, Father, and continue to restore her, Father, when she has given her all. Restore her, Father, so that she can face another day's journey and do the task that you have before her. We ask these things, Father, for the sake of you, in the name of your Son, Jesus. We thank you for all that you have done for us. We thank you for what you're doing, and we thank you for what you're going to do. In the name of your Son, Jesus, we say, amen. Have a blessed week, everyone. God loves you.